Good morning. A Tuesday morning, that means Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Dave. Good morning.
Well, let's start in Albany County and the COVID virus. Give us an update. We're looking at contact tracing, right?
Yeah, that's right. Albany County and the seven other counties in the local reopening group are closing in on having enough contact tracers to meet state guidelines for reopening. Contact tracers are used to sort of help government and health officials figure out how someone who got coronavirus, how many people they came into contact with. And yesterday morning, Albany County Executive Dan McCoy, who's sort of been like a face of the local reopening effort, said that he hoped that the region could reopen as early as Tuesday, but it seems the enthusiasm was tamped down as the day went on yesterday. Albany County is going to rely on 225 county employees who are currently on reduced workloads because of the pandemic to bulk up to the number of contact tracers they need. A couple hundred of them yesterday went through a training program to qualify as contact tracers. The entire region, which includes, among other counties, Schenectady, Saratoga, and Rensselaer counties, need nearly 400 trained tracers before reopening can start. Even if the reopening is allowed, the region would only begin what they call phase one, which would mean manufacturing and construction could resume, as could most work at agricultural endeavors, and curbside pickup at retail could go into effect broadly. A lot of steps to go before we get back to anything that resembles normal life.
You also have a story in the paper today. It deals with the U.S. Department of Defense, a shipment of chemicals, and the Norlite plant in Cahoes, which has made headlines recently.
Yeah, that's right. The U.S. Department of Defense has been asked, at least temporarily, to halt the shipment of chemicals for incineration at the Norlite plant in Cahoes. On Monday, the paper got word that a dozen tanker trucks carrying 58,000 gallons of firefighting foam containing the toxic PFAS chemicals were slated to come to the Norlite plant in Cahoes, which incinerates chemicals. Earlier this year, the city government put a moratorium in place for up to 1 year to prevent such burnings because of concerns that PFAS would sully the local environment. And DEC has asked Norlite to not burn such chemicals. You know, word was out yesterday that the Department of Defense was going to continue to ship chemicals here as part of their five-year contract with Norlite. The Environmental and Regulatory Compliance Officer with the company said later in the day that they've asked the feds to pause the shipment. I guess it remains to be seen if there are further steps here, but at least for now it looks like burning of such chemicals is on hold at that plant.
We've been speaking with Mike Goodwin. He is the city editor of the Times Union. You can read these stories and much more at timesunion.com. Mike, we'll catch up with you next week.
Hey.